We're going to go next to one of Europe's busiest ports. It's in Hamburg, Germany. It's home to fervent supporters of a new trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union, and there are skeptics, too. As U.S. exports have been declining, the White House is banking on such deals. Houston Public Media reporter Andrew Schneider recently visited Hamburg and sent this report.
Walking alongside the River Elbe, it's easy to get the sense of Hamburg's long history as a port. Brick warehouses date back to the mid-19th century. Most of those have been converted to offices or museums. But walk further along the river towards the North Sea, and you can see the 21st century global economy in action. Tall cranes hoist cargo on and off of massive ships. A lot of the shipments involve finished goods, but much of what moves through this port is big and bulky.
Biggest German bulk terminal.
That's Axel Matern, CEO for the Port of Hamburg Marketing Association.
Here we handle about 10 million tons of iron ore and coal for coal refineries or iron or steel production somewhere in the hinterland.
The hinterland, in Hamburg's case, means not just inland Germany, but the whole of Central Europe. The coal moving through Hamburg powers the factories that produce the goods that then come back here to be shipped out. Stefan Matz heads the international section at the Hamburg Business Development Corporation.
Imports and exports are relatively balanced. We import machinery, we import electronics, we import chemicals, and many other products, and we also export most of that products as well.
The United States is one of the biggest partners in this two-way trade. The Port of Hamburg's trade volume has more than doubled since 1990 and is projected to double again by 2030. One way to increase this flow of goods would be to complete a trade pact between the U.S. and the European Union. The Obama administration is pushing just such a deal, called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. This year, trade talks with Europeans have largely been overshadowed in the U.S. by controversy over a separate deal with Pacific Rim countries. Negotiations involving that Asia-oriented pact are expected to wrap up this year, and then next year the focus will shift to the European talks. Here in Hamburg, business leaders strongly back TTIP. Karina Nienstedt heads the International Department of the Hamburg Chamber of Commerce.
If we do not do this with one of our biggest partner countries like the U.S., there will be other countries in the world, our big competitors, for example, China, who will then set the standards. And those standards may not be the standards that are related to our Western values.
As popular as TTIP is in Hamburg, polls show that more than a third of Germans oppose it. They fear corporations will use it as a way to slip in lower health and environmental standards. Boris Lohheide is an activist with the Cologne branch of ATTAC, a group trying to stop the treaty.
It will be only the big multinational corporations that will benefit from this trade. If you hear about the anti-TTIP movement being anti-American, just, hey, don't believe it. It's not about you. It's about big companies, and I don't care where they're from.
Even if U.S. and European negotiators do reach an agreement on TTIP in 2016, it's unlikely Congress would vote on it before 2017, under a new administration. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Hamburg.